Thank you for tuning in and welcome back, listeners. We have a great episode for you today. This episode is hosted by Kayla, Kyle, and myself. The topic is zombies. So sit back, relax, enjoy the show. Here are some of our favorite highlights.
I would be a little concerned that they would try to raid Claymart, but...
We could live forever out here and ain't nobody gonna fuck with us down here.
No.
Until he shoots you because he can't see who you are.
He was so mad when I took that bottle, he just ran over there like a zombie and just bit the shit out of Daniel's knee. Total random bystander, just like, fuck you.
What are we gonna do whenever Kyle is the first one to go in the zombie apocalypse?
Kyle's the first one to die?
No, Kyle can outrun me, dog. I think all of you can outrun me because I can't run because I got a fucked up knee.
It's okay, I'll just kick your knee.
I was going to say, I only have to run fast enough to hurt you really bad and then run, like, just jog after that. Or just I have a gun. I could just shoot you in the knee and keep running.
Dude, you won't have to. My knee's already fucked up. I can't run at all. I can fast walk.
Not faster than me.
Daniel said that he would get a baby holder and put me on his back.
Oh, there you go. Just give you a couple pistols.
Yeah, just turn around and I'll shoot from behind while he runs.
There you go. I need a bad idea. So I take it you'd be nomadic. You're not going to hold up in a fortress made of your own design.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to fucking Claymart.
That's the first thing you're doing is going to Claymart?
Oh, yeah.
She's like, I'm going to go looting.
No, my boss, he already said we, us employees, have first dibs on... staying there and holding out there, it's perfect. It's the perfect place.
It is fenced and everything, so, I mean, it's not really that bad of an area.
Yeah.
In town, though.
But it's on the edge of town. Yeah, it's on the edge of town, and it's not like a massive, massive town. It's got a good population to it, though, for its size.
Yeah, it's like 9K. Almost 10K.
Is it really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not as big as you think. Claremore is twice the size of our town.
Oh, really?
Yeah, population-wise. I don't know about size, but yeah, no, they have, like, I was just looking this up the other day for whatever reason. I think I was talking with Tripp, but, I don't know, Claremore has, like, a population of 20, 25,000.
Wow. How much of a population does Tulsa have, I wonder?
It's like, I want to say a quarter of a million or some shit like that.
There's no way.
No, it's a lot of people, man, for sure.
The population of Tulsa is... It is...
More than a quarter of a million. Yeah,
411,000. Wow. That's a lot of people.
Fuck Tulsa.
Yeah, definitely not going there for a zombie apocalypse. You're dead.
Yeah, fuck that. I would be a little concerned that they would try to raid Claymart, but I feel like there's enough, like, country motherfuckers, because we would all go there, all of us employees, and I'm sure some of the employees have to have guns.
I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it at all.
Because, like, Devin, he could grow our food, you know, because he said that he's good at growing food.
You guys have put a lot of thought into this at work, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. I've assigned... I'm the homestead because I can't do anything, but I can cook and clean. So,
damn, they have fucking like you're this.
Yeah.
You guys are just waiting, man. You guys are gonna jump the gun.
Shoot anyone that comes up. They're like, oh no, it's just another COVID scare.
Yeah, bro, it's gonna be on April 1st, and they're gonna play something on the radio. It's like if being taken over by zombies, you're just gonna start blasting fools. This is what I've been waiting for.
Fuck yeah, dude!
A bunch of people show up,
Johnny.
Like, no, we're just having a sale.
Fuck yeah, fucking! We even have a scouting team to go out.
Oh my god, this is like set in stone. That's wild. I put some thought into it, but I'm going like nomadic. I'm not holding up anywhere. Fuck staying in one place.
Yeah, I've watched too much fucking Walking Dead to not stay in one place.
I'm pretty solid where I'm at. Come fuck
Kyle,
with me.
You're like, step on my property and blow your fucking head off.
I can see motherfuckers for a pretty long distance. Come fuck with me. I got water in front of me and hills behind me and nothing but view. Come fuck with me.
I guess that's fair. If I was to ever stop anywhere near where you live, I'm stopping in at Kyle's place.
Yeah, you guys are welcome, man. I mean, endless fish and endless deer, bro. We could live forever out here and ain't nobody gonna fuck with us down here.
No.
Until he shoots you because he can't see who you are.
We'll wear ribbons or something. We'll put like those little flags that they put on dirt bikes or something, man.
Like, or like shit. Like hunting flags or like markers that you fucking mark land with.
Or we'll just tell each other when we go walking in the woods instead of just walking in the woods.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, what if we pull up to your house and you're like, oh, fuck, somebody's trying to rob me, and you shoot and kill us because you don't know it's us.
Well, just do it in Hunter's car because I know what Hunter's car is.
I'm not getting in his gay-ass Kia and taking it through fucking zombie apocalypse.
Would you rather get in Hunter's gay-ass white Kia and survive the apocalypse, or would you rather die?
Die.
Thanks, guys. Thanks.
I like your Kia, bro.
I named her White Girl Summer.
That's so funny. No, fuck that car. I'm just joking.
Damn, bro. It's got the lowest miles out of all your cars, so fuck you.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, bro, your car's
sick. 29,000.
Fuck.
Fresh off the lot. Had it for 4 years.
I was going to say, man, that thing's going to get it a lot longer than my car, but I'm aiming to blow my car up.
You're trying to what
I
was
want
that
a new
one
motor.
What was that one fucking video game you were telling us about?
My summer car.
Yes,
that nobody
my
could guess
car.
Right, so they don't get my $1 million.
Finished tweaker simulator.
It is, bro. Yeah.
That's so funny.
It's a good callback.
We could like put like attachments to your Kia, though, and I guess we can make it kind of cool. But your Kia can't hold that many people.
Oh, but it's good on mileage.
It's literally a box. You could fit so many people in that thing if you tried, and you could make that thing a murder machine. Just put spikes on it.
Bro, that's what I'm saying. I could lay the seats up in the back, and then people could literally lay down four
bro,
sets.
You could mount something back there. You got a full-on light hatch that swings up, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, bro, you need something back there. See,
wait,
that's
wait.
Utility vehicle.
Don't even need the actual hatch. Wait.
No,
do you have a sunroof?
No.
Oh. Well,
no,
what
I
a
just
hatch.
Mount something.
You just mount a machine gun on the back, dude.
Oh.
Like, the whole back of my car goes up. Like, my trunk is the entire, like the whole side of the car.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
Just take that off, take the seats out, and you can mount a machine gun in the back for sure.
Take that off, take the seats out, mount a machine gun, and then still call it a gay-ass fucking Kia.
She's getting glitched out saying that chunk's
yeah,
so
she
hard.
Did. Uh-huh.
What?
You'll hear it in post, don't worry about it.
What?
You censored yourself.
You did censor yourself.
Is my thingy fucking up?
It did one time.
Oh.
Right at the perfect moment. They're basically mini Jeeps, bro. You just cut the fucking tops off of them. I bet that'd be sick, bro. I'd buy a Kia just to cut the top off of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't need it.
No, those are good cars to rag out, man. They're fun.
It's like a go-kart, bro.
I have an SUV.
Yeah, no, you do have an SUV. Your Jeep's really good off-road, I assume. You're just four-wheel drive, ain't it?
I don't have a fucking Jeep.
You have a Jeep?
What do you got?
I have a Hyundai Santa Fe Sport.
Oh, no, I was thinking of your red Jeep that had all the hail damage.
My red Jeep? What kind of fucking dreamland are you living in, bro?
What color was your Jeep?
It was white.
Oh, was it white? Oh, no. Do you
yeah,
those are
two
Jeep?
Completely different colors.
What year is your Hyundai Santa Fe?
2017.
Fuck yeah. Damn, I'm the broke bitch over here riding in an 07, bro.
An 07 Fox Body Mustang.
lots it's of not Fox character. Body.
Oh, it's not Fox Body?
No, it ain't that old.
Yeah, see, I know nothing about cars. I'm useless when it comes to vehicles. Yeah,
he didn't even know the color of my Jeep, so...
It's actually my favorite body style, but no, it's just got the bad motor in it, man.
Does and it it's still an 07. Run?
Oh, yeah, it runs like a top, man. Ain't no problems with it. And I've, like, literally beat the dog shit out of it with intention of blowing it up, and it's still solid.
You're like, I didn't change the oil for years.
I ain't gone that far. I ain't that fucking... I love cars, man. I ain't gonna do that to it, but I'm gonna rag the shit out of it until... It's standard, man. I just beat the shit out of it until something breaks. And ain't nothing broke yet. Literally, the only thing I've had to replace on is a water pump.
You're gonna keep I've saying a... that, and then you're gonna come on the podcast and be like, damn, man, my fucking Mustang went down.
That's fine. I'll just put a fucking 5.0 in it. Yeah, that's the plan.
Why don't you just put a 5.0 in it right now?
Well, because it's hard to justify putting a motor in something that has a working motor in it. And I'd rather get a... I mean, it's a V6, but it's still fun. I mean, I can beat the dog shit out of it, and it'll be fast.
Yeah, why well, fix something if it's not broken?
Yeah, and it's still fun, man. It's standard transmission, so I'm like shifting gears. It's a good time, man. Especially when you beat the shit out of it.
Do you think it could survive a zombie apocalypse?
Kids? No. His kids?
No, do you think your car can survive in a zombie apocalypse?
Oh, I thought you said kids. Yeah, my car could probably survive a zombie apocalypse, bro. It's already survived worse. My ownership. I'm religious on maintenance, but I heard it.
You're I like, kids? Died. No.
Where did that come from? Are you saying my kids couldn't survive a zombie apocalypse?
Yeah.
I think Maddox, when he's older, could. Axel, I'm going to have to carry that boy through a zombie apocalypse for sure. He going to be a little pansy.
You think?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Aww. I don't know, man. The way he fucking almost ate Daniel's leg the other day, you'd think that he was already a zombie.
Yeah, that ain't no shit. He was so mad when I took that bottle. He just ran over there like a zombie and just bit the shit out of Daniel's knee. Total random bystander. Just like, fuck you.
Yeah, literally.
Good. Oh, you exist? I'll show him. Taking yeah. my fucking shit in front of this guy.
Yeah, literally. Just ran over to him, bit the shit out of him.
Only flesh within arm's reach.
Yeah, and then he got his bottle back, and he said, A-a-a-a-a. And he started laughing like a machine gun.
Does he bite a lot? Is he like a...
No, okay. He's not. He don't bite all the time. It feels kind of random. I think he's bit Deidre way more than he's bit me, but he likes to go for your collarbone, it feels like.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yes. Not even your neck, like your collarbone.
Bite down on that bone. Ugh.
Does he even have teeth, though?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, he's got teeth, and they hurt.
Oh.
Them babies new, they sharp.
Yeah, they're real narrow. he's got like, his two bottoms, or four bottoms, and then he's got his four tops, and he's what got, like, a couple molars coming in right now. And that shit don't feel great.
He's got, like, razor fucking sharp teeth, like a little demon baby.
I don't know about razor sharp, but they're narrow. They'll pinch you.
No, but could you imagine if he had razor sharp? That's so fucking creepy.
Oof. Yeah, no.
He's already creepy enough.
Wow.
No, I mean, not like creepy. He just does weird stuff.
You just said creepy.
You just said Axel's a creepy baby.
No. Yes. No, he's not creepy. He just does creepy shit.
Oh, he's a zombie baby, dude. He runs around the house, like, moaning all the time like a zombie. He just goes, and just
fucking
random.
No, he does not.
Dude, I'm not lying. You can ask D. He does that shit, bro. He'll do it in the middle of the night, and then he'll do that laugh, that cackle laugh.
He'll be like...
And then act like he's choking. Like,
he
just...
And then he...
He's do be weird, be doing weird shit.
One time, he even, like, laughed in the middle of the night in his sleep, right? And you were like, he's laughing at the... And I was like, what the fuck?
At the mythical woman in the vents? Yeah.
That's some Courage the Cowardly Dog type shit.
Oh, bro, it's wild. But he is a little mama's boy. Yeah, return the slap.
Bro, that shit gave me nightmares, not gonna lie.
Yeah, me too.
See, if Danny was here, he would agree with you, because that's the one episode he always quotes whenever he when he's talking about that show, yeah. I think that's, like, the most memorable episode.
Yeah, that shit's freaky. Courage the Cowardly Dog is actually, like, did you know it's classified as a horror TV show, like, horror mm-hmm. film?
Mm-hmm. I can imagine.
Well, go back and watch it now as an adult, and that shit's like really weird. Like that's yeah. not something you should be showing. Granted, I want my kids to watch it just because, man, that's what I grew up on. But it's fucking kind of deranged a little bit.
Yeah,
for
yeah.
a kid show.
Yeah, I watched.
If you look at the Return the Slab guy now, bro, that shit's like creepy. It can give you nightmares.
I didn't like the one where there was the puddle woman.
Yeah, that one.
Oh,
was
yeah.
weird. She was like a siren or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, and the spider animations in that show, bro.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, bro. You remember the episode with the hotel and that fox?
Yes, the like very shit. Creepy, almost like pedo style fox.
Yeah, bro. That episode stuck with me. It was super weird. And it had a bunch of those spiders in it, too.
No, the cyber episode. The one where they, like, went into the TV, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That was a really unhinged TV show. Definitely shouldn't have been watching that as a kid.
No.
I just looked up Return the Slab guy, and he is a creepy-looking dude.
Hey, look up Momo.
Mm-hmm.
Momo? M-O-M-O?
Yeah.
Yeah, Momo, the YouTube child star.
Okay.
That shit will forever live in my dreams.
Oh, what the fuck?
There was just a group of people putting that shit in, like, the children's section of YouTube.
Oh,
it would be on, like,
kid
videos, and it would pop up, and he'd be like, kill your parents.
Yes,
kill
I
your
remember
parents.
That.
And then he would fucking, like, zone out, like, go back to the kid shit.
Yeah, it was the Momo challenge or whatever.
Well, before that, it used to just, like, be in random videos.
That is scary as fuck.
It was a while back.
Yeah, I do too. It's been a minute.
Well, to bring it back to the zombie section of what we were talking about, like, if you had a certain area in the world that you would rather go to other than the U.S., I guess, let me take it back. If you had an environment you would rather be in for the zombie apocalypse, what would you be in? Like, I'm talking, like, mountainous desert. Just like normal urban landscape, anything like that. What would you guys do?
I mean, I would definitely pick a tropical environment. That'd be sick, but pretty much live in Oklahoma, so that's kind of tropical. Not really, but we have the environment of a tropical one.
All the humidity, yeah. That's
really yeah, at least where we live, it's fucking horrible. I don't know, dude, just somewhere out in the middle of fucking nowhere with plenty of water, fish, and like, resources for food.
Like a coastal island.
That would be sick. Do you like the Bahamas, bro? Or the fucking Cancun, bro? Very small population of people. Hard to get the virus. Or even if it started there, man. I mean, very few people.
New Zealand would be really cool to go to.
It would probably never reach New Zealand if it didn't start there.
Yeah. That's why I would go there.
They are, like, super strict on their customs, like, people coming in, going out. Like, your animals have to be in quarantine
for months.
Like, yeah,
I think,
for months.
Well, I think it's, like, back. Yeah, I think it's, like, a month.
Sounds like I just need to move to New Zealand.
Yeah, it does. And they don't charge, so rent, they don't charge monthly. They charge weekly rent there.
Ew. Never
yeah,
mind.
It's weird. It's weird. They do weekly rent, and then your pay, they pay more than the average American gets paid. And rent is super cheap. And they don't have snakes. They don't have any venomous animals there.
There's no real predators.
Yeah. And they all speak a different language. They speak English, but it's in a different, like, they also speak a different language. I didn't almost move there, but I did research.
Like Spanglish almost, like a mixture between English and another language.
Well, New Zealand's based off of Australia. It's an island off Australia.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pretty sure that their language is from Hawaii.
Oh.
Hold on.
That doesn't really... Well, does that... I don't know, man. That's
maybe not.
Weird.
Maybe I'm...
I don't know how close they are to Hawaii.
I don't know either, honestly. Do you know we're a lot closer to Russia than you think?
Yeah. Yeah, we're way closer to the... I mean, we're northern hemisphere. They're southern... So it's going to be a ways away. It's like going down to like South America and then just going east or west. Did you know Australia used to be a prison country?
Uh-huh.
Seriously?
Yeah. Yeah. That's where the English took prisoners.
The bad ones.
Mm-hmm.
The really bad ones.
It was like our...
That was like...
Our whatever... Alcatraz. Yeah.
That's what I was about to say. But it's an entire island, and they literally sent these guys there, didn't give them fucking food, nothing. They said, go out in this fucking island and survive, motherfuckers.
It's like the movie Badlands. So it was a battle royale, free-for-all. Yeah.
No cops, no authority, just you and a bunch of other fucking felons.
That's actually crazy.
And everything wants to fucking kill you.
Yes. Everything is poisonous.
I don't know where I got the Hawaiian thing from, by the way. That's not accurate, so scratch that.
What's their main language? English, I assume?
It says English. English, and it's called Maui or something like that. I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's a New Zealand Hawaiian language. I know, but it's not. And then they also do New Zealand sign language. Apparently, it's different than our sign language. Yeah.
They have different sign language?
Yeah.
I guess. That's what it said.
Our sign language is called ASL for American Sign Language.
Oh, I mean, I guess that makes sense, but, like, you're all dev, you're just deaf. You don't have to be deaf with an accent.
I shouldn't have to say fuck off in different fucking gestures.
My gang signs all need to be the same. Fucking throwing up death threats. Let's go.
Did you know Alaska has the highest population of deaf people in America?
Yeah.
Maybe in the world.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Alaska, yeah. Bro.
Oh, for some reason I thought you said Alaska has the most deaths, and I was like, well, yeah.
No, deaf people. People who are hearing impaired.
Huh. Wonder why. Maybe it's because Alaska's super quiet as is, so they don't want to be in like a busy place, you know?
I guess that's fair. They'd probably move there.
Yeah, because could you imagine being deaf and living in New York City?
Sounds peaceful. Comparatively to just living in New York City.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But it also sounds scary as hell.
Living in New York City is, I imagine, scary as hell.
Could you imagine living in New York City when a zombie apocalypse were to happen? You'd be dead.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
And you can't have guns over there either. Like, you're fucked.
For real?
As far as I know. Yeah, I think you can have guns, but it's, like, super strict.
Yeah, I'd say it's probably borderline with Canada, where it has to be a single-action rifle of any kind. And then I think they can own pistols, but they have to be revolvers. They can't have a semi-auto.
Something like that. Well, and you have to have crazy licenses. Like, over here, you don't even have to have a license to conceal or open carry.
No, we're constitutional
it's
carry.
Sick, bro. Yes, sir.
It's like the Wild West.
Like the Founding Fathers intended.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
There was a guy that came up to my counter today while I was checking him out, and he said, "Howdy there, ma'am." And he's my like younger than I am. And I was like, "Hi." And he's like, "Are y'all hiring up in here?" And I was like, "No."
Can I ask how old you are? Are you older than 25?
Me?
Yes.
I'm 20. I'll be 26 next week.
I'll be 25 in a couple of days. So I'm younger than you, and I go up to people and I say, "Howdy, ma'am." That's how I walk into houses, motherfucker.
You, I mean, no, it's okay. You don't.
No, you like, made it sound not okay, so.
No, it's okay if you just say, "Howdy, ma'am. How are you doing today?" or something like that. But this guy was literally like, "Howdy, ma'am." I'm not fucking kidding you.
Yeah, like the hillbilly southern drawl.
He dropped that voice down low.
Yeah, he might as well have had a fucking bucket at his feet spitting his spitter in it.
Hell yeah.
He said, you have a good day now, okay? And I was like, "All right, bye."
You sound like you don't like him.
I don't.
Damn.
I mean, he seemed fine. I just didn't like the way he talked.
Damn.
Sorry, Kayla. Not everyone can be from Minnesota.
I'm from Minnesota.
Know what your husband is?
Okay, and I think in the like whole first year, I thought he had a speech impediment. But in reality, it was just accent.
Fucking northerners with their goddamn speech impediments.
And he said, "I don't have a speech impediment. That's my accent." And I was like, "You're a fucking liar." And then I heard somebody else from Minnesota call a bag a beg. And I was like, "Oh, fuck. He does have an accent." I'm like, "Oh, he doesn't have a speech impediment."
Are you one of them simpletons?
How many chromosomes do you have, sir?
He's probably like, "I don't like your speech impediment." And I actually am just like, "Ain't y'all cute?" And he's over here like, how does somebody from Canada talk?
A boot.
Oh, he's like, "How are you doing, eh?" Or some weird shit like that. Actually, he says beg. He doesn't say bag. He says beg. Can I get a bag?
Bag of milk?
Does it say, "Have you ever had a bag of milk?"
What?
It's wild, bro. You've never experienced life till you have a bag of milk.
What the fuck is that?
You've never drank a milk out of a bag before? You never had Canadian
milk? No. No?
Fucking insane, bro. You gotta do it once.
That's fucking weird.
Yeah, they drink milk out of a bag.
Why not a gallon?
They do. They have a gallon. It's just in a bag. In a fucking plastic bag.
That's fucking weird.
Ain't it?
That's fucking weird. Did you know in Haiti, they don't refrigerate their milk?
Ew.
Yeah, we didn't refrigerate it for a long time here either.
There was we had a roommate that moved from Haiti. We were just helping him get back on his feet. And he bought a gallon of fucking vitamin D milk, whole milk. And he kept that bitch out of the refrigerator, bro. And that shit was separated and he would chug it in the morning.
Oh. Yeah. No.
Yeah, it was fucking yellow on top and white on bottom. And he would cook with it and he would drink it just straight out of the gallon. It was fucking disgusting.
Hell yeah.
I guess that's a cultural difference.
Yeah, yeah, he for sure shit his brains out, though. Every day.
Yeah, that's not the same milk.
No.
They're unpasteurized
and unfucking vitamin milk and shit. There's no hormones, so theirs ain't gonna probably separate as bad as it does here.
Theirs don't have drugs in it.
Yeah.
But shit, even back in the day, like, back in fucking ye olde times with wagons and horses and shit, man, we would keep milk unrefrigerated. We would just drop it in a well.
Yeah, that's true.
You just put it down in your well. And then, like, meat and stuff, you would just fucking smoke. Or bacon, you would put in salt. You just put in a big old fucking tub of salt.
You could also do it in honey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can do it in honey, too.
You know what I do with my meat?
No, I don't want to know what you do with your meat.
Fuck goats.
You want to know what I do with my meat?
Shut the fuck up. You don't fuck goats, I'm sure.
We definitely don't. The whole world knows you do.
Yeah. I'm just going to start owning it, damn. I guess, now.
Yeah, I'm just a goat fucker. Goat, man.
No, fuck that. That's so funny.
A little dated, but here in 3 weeks, everyone's going to know.
Oh, yeah. Fuck you, bitch. I can't wait until we do a game, and I'm going to make fun of you.
Bring it.
Okay, to last but not least, since it's almost 10 o'clock and you have to get off exactly at 10, you guys are weird. If you got bit by a zombie, how would you want to go?
On my own terms, 100%. I am fucking starting whatever gun I got.
So you just kill off yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'm not going to put that burden on anyone else. I'm just going, bro. I'm going to die anyway, and I better not. It's better to just go out on my own terms than hurt someone here in, like, 48 hours when I turn.
Well, why not just strap a fucking bomb to your chest and at least blow up some zombies before you go?
Oh, that's gross. I'm going Cobain style.
Cobain POV. Yeah, I'm not going to all walk bar my shit, bro.
Well, you guys are fucking boring. Take the easy way out. Well,
what are you going to do if you get bit by a zombie?
If I got bit by a zombie, I would. What would I do? I would get bombs, and I would strap them to my body, and I would do a suicide bomber type situation.
Oh, well, I guess it really depends on, like, what the situation is. Like, if there's an opportunity to do that and take out a bunch of them with me, yeah, sure. I thought you were just talking, like, I just got bit, we got out of the bad situation, and we're sitting held up in a house, is what I was imagining.
I mean, yeah, that's what I'm imagining, too. If I'm saving, like, actual living lives, yeah, sure, I'll go fucking all the walk by myself, but if I'm, like, not saving lives at that moment, what is me killing, like, even 100 or even 1,000 zombies, what is that going to accomplish?
I would just want to go the coolest way possible. Actually, I would like to go to a fucking bridge or the Grand Canyon and jump off to my death. I feel like that's way cooler than blowing my brains out.
All right, well, I'll go ahead and close her out.
Okay, you dumb bitch. I'm just kidding.
Oh, fuck me. All right, you want to do it? You can do it. You got this.
Yeah, I'll say, good night, motherfuckers. And that's it. Just, that's how it's gonna end.
Alright. Cool. Alright, thank you everybody for listening tonight. We had a couple things come up. Someone wasn't able to stop in tonight, so we had to cut it a little bit short. Also, I am having a baby here in the next, like, less than 12 hours, so I am having to get off of here. But thank you all for stopping by. You can catch us on all the socials. We're on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube. We got plenty of content coming on YouTube as well. We have some gameplay coming. If you guys are interested, you guys can hit us up in the comments. Go check us out. And thank you all for stopping by. Thank you. Good night.